This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by a brilliant leader, Elizabeth Hudson. She's a principal consultant of the EGH LLC Group. And Elizabeth Liz spends a ton of time focused on private equity and private equity sponsored companies. And we're really going to talk about the question of the day a little bit and asking her if she has a point of view on this. Liz, do you have a point of view on whether the increase in COVID, the Delta variant and so forth, what's that going to lead to in terms of business? Is that going to, or is it too early to tell? Is that going to lead to, if not shutdowns, a real dimming of prospects? What's your sense of what's going to happen here?
Gosh, wouldn't I be just a zillionaire if I could really, really predict this properly? I do have some thoughts on this. I think, you know, it is really early to tell what's going on, but, you know, I'm paying attention to, you know, what are the stats and the figures. And, I see COVID cases and hospitalizations ticking upwards. And seeing, you know, I had been seeing vaccine rates slowing, although just this morning I was reading that that's a little bit as people are starting to learn and even observe some of the strong tie between hospitalizations and people that are unvaccinated. You know, we're also seeing again through, I'm talking about some of my observations of what I see around me right now, and then kind of what that leads me to think or predict for the future. You're seeing, you know, just you can't blame anyone, just a growing fatigue with masks and distancing practices. I think everyone's tired of, you know, being on Zoom calls and Teams calls and, you know, just a desire to be in person again, working together again and things like that. Meanwhile, I'm also hearing and seeing with my clients that deal activity, PE deal activity continues to really be strong. You know, I think there's always this anticipation of things could slow again, but right now it's still pretty solid. And then with the portfolio companies that I'm dealing with, you know, there's a bit of a preparation for, you know, God forbid we have a repeat of spring 2020, but it's best to put some of those measures in place for stability. You know, it's best to plan for the worst, hope for the best. So, you know, all those things, I take all that in and I start to think about, you know, what does that mean for the foreseeable future? My guesses are this. I think, you know, digital health will continue to grow and thrive. I think it would be shocking if that was not the case. And I think that's COVID. That's even outside of COVID in the sense, I think we proved to ourselves that's something that we can do and do pretty well. So I think that'll continue to be a solid upwards trajectory. I think respiratory, PPE, nutraceuticals, I think all those spaces will continue to be strong. But my suspicion is that elective surgeries will start to take a hit again. That's my guess. I don't think, Scott, to your question, that we'll see shutdowns. I don't think we'll be quite as dire as 2020. And I think part of that has to do with the fact that we know a little bit more than we did a year and a half ago. And part of it is that, you know, we're seeing maybe a little bit more with vaccine adoption, or I hope it is. And, you know, I think it just would be tough to go back into that state. But, you know, anything is possible, I suppose, right?
No, 100%. I guess it depends on how quickly it spikes, how bad it gets, and how quickly that starts to recede once it spikes. But, yeah. But what a fascinating time. As a business owner, does this spike cause you to be one bit slower in hiring additional people or taking on additional overhead, assuming you've got the discretion to do so? It depends on how crazily busy the firm is and those kinds of things. But will this lead people to be a little more cautious in hiring, or can most people look past this kind of spike and look at their overall plan?
Yeah, I think about this a lot. I mean, I have a lot of commitment to my team and making sure that they are well supported and they have plenty to do. And, you know, I'm not over committing and under delivering. So I am being a little bit careful. That said, right now we're as busy as we have ever been. And so, you know, the team is solidly busy. And, you know, I think we're in spaces that will continue to be pretty strong, but, you know, I am hedging my bets a little bit. So I am being a little bit careful with that. Again, just wanting to make sure that, you know, we keep the team whole.
No, and we appreciate that greatly. I think nothing better than getting the real temperature of a real individual business owner. I know it's anecdotal to talk to one, but it just seems very natural that you see some concerns, a little bit of the economy popping, slowing down just a little bit, a little bit of there's increased. You can't read anything today without seeing, do we have concerns about Delta variant or not, and how bad is it going to be? That just is a natural position to be like, yeah, before we hire another $200,000 to $300,000 person or $100,000 person, whatever it might be, $50,000 person, we're going to go slow just for one moment, just to see where things are going. Just seems like a natural reaction.
We definitely have to be smart about that. Definitely. And, you know, I think, you know, what you're saying is important. We don't know what the Delta variant is going to do. We don't know what the other variants are going to do, but I think, you know, something that we have in our favor is the fact that, you know, we had this happen a year ago, right? So we were shocked at what happened. It was quite a bit unknown at that time. I think, you know, if we did our homework well, and if we put our foundations, and I know you and I, Scott, have been talking about over the last year, you know, what are we learning and how do we reset foundations and how do we make sure we've got a good stable base? So if we're all doing what we should have been doing in the last year, I think the thing that we have in our favor right now is we have a little bit of history that we can learn from, right? So I think we're not going into this so shocked and ill-prepared. I think we're going into this with more tools in our box. I think we're going into this with, an appropriate, healthy, but humble confidence in how we, you know, go forward with this. So I think those are in our favor. And I think we're also fighting a virus that is evolving on a daily basis, and we don't know what this is going to look like. And so I think we have to have a healthy level of concern about it and try to do whatever we can to, you know, make that strong in response.
No, I think that's absolutely right. Liz, as always, it's a pleasure speaking to you. The next time we get on, I'd love to talk to you about what does it mean to be a great board member? What are some of your thoughts on that? Today, thank you for sharing your thoughts as a business owner, as an advisor to PE funds, as somebody who's busier than ever been before. What are you seeing with the COVID variant and what are you expecting? Thank you so much for taking the time to join us today, Liz.
Great. Thanks, Scott. Great to talk with you.